I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has said he's 100% behind House Republican efforts to change the nation's immigration laws. Republicans are working to draft a bill to address the growing outcry over the policy of separating migrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump met with a group on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the chair of the U.S. Bishops' Committee on Migration, Bishop Joe Vasquez, said the bishops cannot endorse an immigration bill submitted by House Republican leadership, saying it would detrimentally impact families and the vulnerable. Governors of several eastern states are taking a stand against the administration's migrant detention policy. At least 9 governors are either refusing to send National Guard resources to the border or they're telling crew members who are already there to return home. Many of the governors opposed to sending troops are Democrats from states including New York, North Carolina and Virginia. And 2 Republican governors in Maryland and Massachusetts have also reversed their plans. The US is pulling out of the United Nations Human Rights Council, calling it a cesspool of political bias. US Envoy to the UN Nikki Haley said it was a hypocritical and self-serving body that makes a mockery of human rights. Haley announced the US intention to quit the council at a joint news conference with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The UN Human Rights Commissioner called the withdrawal disappointing, if not really surprising, news. Pope Francis has called for solidarity with migrants as the UN World Refugee Day is observed today. In a message yesterday, the Pope encouraged people to share a meal with migrants and refugees. The Pope on Sunday also appealed to world leaders to adopt a policy on refugees that will promote a migration that is safe, ordered and legal. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.